A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Rosh Hashanah, Zayin Amud Aleph, 7a, pagination 13, starting from the second line of the page, Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt. Our Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta told us that Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah, a new year, regarding the way we count the years of kings. Our Gemara introduces other applications of the month of Nisan being the beginning of a year. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned Be'echad b'Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. On the first of Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah to months. That means that when we count the months, we're counting from the month of Nisan, and when we express ourselves that it was the third month, we're referring to Sivan, which is the third month, counting from Nisan. The Ramban in Chumash says that the reason is so that we should always be counting from the time that we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. We should remember the redemption. And therefore, that mitzvah given in Parshas Bo, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim, reinforces our awareness that we're always counting from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Chasam Sofer, Toras Moshe in Parshas Bo, extends this idea and points out that we do the same thing regarding Shabbos. We're counting Jewishly Yom Rishon LeShabbos, one day from Shabbos. We're always counting how many days from Shabbos, how many days towards the count of seven, which will be the next Shabbos. If you'll take a glance briefly, about halfway down the page, you'll see taken from the book of Esther, which we're fairly familiar with, we have different psukim that clearly show how this was applied. About halfway down on the page, taken from Esther Beis, the first words on the line are Omar Mehacha. The pasuk says, "Vatilokach Esther al Melech Achashverosh al Beis Malchus." So Esther was taken to the palace of King Achashverosh. Bachodesh Asiri. It was the 10th month. Hu Chodesh Teves, which is the month of Teves. It's the 10th month, counting from Nisan. From there, we're going to still have Shavat Ador, the 11th and 12th months of the year, and then we start again with the month of Nisan. And the Gemara continues with other examples. Also, some of them taken from the book of Esther. A few lines later, Bachodesh Hashlishi, Hu Chodesh Sivan. The third month is the month of Sivan, when the scribes of the king were so busy in that story of Purim. Sivan being the third month, as in Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. One of the classic questions that comes up in practical halacha is there anything wrong with counting in the way of the secular date? For example, August 8th would be 8-8. Is there anything wrong with doing that? Is that a violation of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim, that when we count months, we're not supposed to designate the month number based on anything else other than Nisan, perhaps? Is that truly binding? There's a fascinating tshuva from Reb Moshe Sternbach in the first volume, Tshuva 830, in which he gives this example, 8-8, and he says, Kol ma shachayovim limnos es Nisan kechodesh rishon, the concept of counting Nisan as the first of the first month of the year, hu rak lefi cheshbon shelonu shemonim lefi halavona. That only applies when you're counting like we do, based on the moon. But we're not claiming that there are no other ways to count. And if you're counting according to the solar, you're counting according to a different system, he says, there's nothing wrong with using the number designating the month according to a different system. But if you're working l'chodshei levana according to the moon, so then we're obligated to count from Nisan. There are those who argue and claim that it would be better to use the word August instead of the number 8. And that's an interesting discussion. Also, the poskim talk about that this is not going to be a violation, but there is a positive command to count from the month of Nisan being the first month. If you'll take a look at the last small line on the page, the Gemara offers the challenge, V'tana didon, and our Tana in the original Mishnah, why didn't he mention L'chadashim, that Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah for months? And the Gemara answers, B'shanim kamairi, we were talking about when it's the beginning of a new year. B'chadashim lo kamairi, it wasn't talking about that it's the first month of the months. And therefore, it wasn't enumerated in our Mishnah. Going back to the top of the page where the original Brisa that we read from is found, L'chadashim, so Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah for months. It's also a Rosh Hashanah li'iburin, for leap years. In other words, if the Sanhedrin wanted to make it a leap year, they wanted to add another Adar to the year, they could only do it while it's still Adar. Once it starts Nisan, it's on to a new year, and it's too late to go ahead and do an Ibur, adding the extra month. Just to review, why would we be adding an extra month? Because we have an obligation to make sure that the lunar calendar that we have corresponds to the seasons. The lunar month is approximately 29 and a half days, and that adds up. When you do 12 such systems, you're going to end up with 11 days less than the cycle of the sun. Eventually, the calendar starts shifting in terms of not correlating our 12-month lunar year to the proper season. And Pesach has to occur b'chodesh ha'aviv, in the spring. So sometimes it becomes necessary to add an extra month to our lunar calendar in order to cause the lunar and the seasons to correlate. So li'iburin, the last opportunity to add that extra month would be while it's still Adar. Once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, we're on to a new cycle. The Gemara in the wide lines, midway of the wides, the first word on the line is ha'idna, answers the question that I'm sure is on your mind. So why didn't our Tana of the original Mishnah mention Iburin, leap years, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the start of a new cycle? V'tana didon be'aschola kamairi. Our Tana was talking about starting a new thing. Be'afsaka lo kamairi, simply that it's the cutoff, that it's the demarcation, that wasn't something that our Tana wanted to list off. And finally, back on the fourth line of the page, the original Brisa, Litrumas Shkolim, for the donations of Shkolim that were given each year towards the Karbanos of the Beis HaMikdash. So the rule is that once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, they buy the Karbanos with the new Shkolim that were freshly donated, as we discussed in Mesecha Shkolim, and they would no longer use the Shkolim that were left over from the previous year, and those shkolim, those coins, were allocated for other Beis HaMikdash uses. The Gemara does mention, three lines up from the bottom, Im hevi min hayashan yotzo ela shechiser mitzvah. If they brought from the old coins, they were yotze the karban. If they purchased the karban and then brought it with those old coins, ela shechiser mitzvah, but you didn't get the mitzvah the way it was supposed to be done. And therefore, The Gemara says on the second line of Amud Beis, V'tana didon, our Tana didn't include the case of Truma Shkalim, Kevin Diktanim Hevi Yatza Lo Psikole, since Vidyevit, after the fact, if you didn't bring from the new and you brought from the old, the carbon would still work. So it's not such a definitive, distinctive moment. It's not so definitive. And therefore, our Tana didn't mention it. This Gemara is classic in showing how the Brises complemented what was written in the Mishnah. Not everything made it to the Mishnayos, but there was still a lot of other Jewish literature, which we today call the larger body of Talmudic literature. Sometimes we use Brises to compare them to the Mishnayos, a contradiction, a clarification, to more deeply understand what the law is supposed to be. And sometimes, like in this case, it's simply bringing additional information that for each case, the Mishnah chose not to mention these items by which Nissen is distinct, but the Braisa does bring it, and the Gemara likewise is able to elaborate on the significance of that moment of the year when the month of Nisan begins. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.